What about me singing?
Then what are you singing?
I already sang.
No, that's not. Maybe
Tetsuya bore his like his love interest.
Don't tell them. We got spoilers.
That was just like a legitimate conversation we just had. Is that really going to be the cold open?
Yes, she bore his girlfriend. I'm upset.
Don't tell anyone. That's a spoiler.
It's 30 years old. No, it's 40 years old.
Yeah, it's 40 years old.
God. Freaking boomers. I like watching Friends with my grandma. It's the best.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the theme song.
A bootleg Indonesian version of Friends. It is me, Joey. I am the only friend.
I'm the only friend.
The year 2019. Everyone hates each other.
I hate you.
Oh no, why does he hate me?
It's because everyone's on drugs most of the time and life sucks.
God, I love Robot Dozen.
No. There's only one way to save the world and other. In the year 2019, three gang members. The three Wee Gang rolls out to watch Akira to learn how history went down. What's up, guys?
Hey,
welcome to the three Wee Gang.
Hey,
hi.
This episode is actually brought to you by our Patreon. You can find us out on patreon.com/threeweebros or look on Twitter. I was gonna say Facebook. We don't have a Facebook. Or YouTube or Twitter at Three Wee Bros on both of them. And yeah.
Hi.
But anyway.
It's pretty epic.
Thanks for the intro, my friend.
Thank you. The person riding down the street but actually not riding on anything. That's Garb.
Hold on, I gotta set up the joke. I don't have the prop I need. I have the joke in my head.
Of course. How'd you do?
I don't have a pencil, so I'm going to use a pair of pliers for this joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love that
jokes
sound.
That I'm riding and not riding.
That's a good one. The motorcycle that's riding his daily memoir, well, that's Pino.
Where are my fingers? How am I supposed to write my memoir without my fingers? Oh, I'll just do little figure eights on the floor. Oh, I crashed.
Oh,
and the jukebox who's stuck on
the jukebox
that's stuck on What's New Pussycat. Well, that's me, Chuck. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa. And repeat that for a while.
No, please don't. I have a drink in my hand, or else I would applaud you as well.
Thank you. I'll just layer Pino clapping like 10 times over.
Here, I'll do a separate clap.
Cool, thanks, Pino.
Yeah,
that's a sick beat you're laying down, my friend.
Gave you a little Latin inspiration right there.
Wow. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very cool.
If a beat comes from a Latino person,
a Latin,
and it's not in the...
Why haven't we ever used that before?
I don't know.
That's perfect.
But it's not of the Latin genre. Is it still a Latino beat, Or is it just a Latino's Pete?
Nah, it's a Cuban Pete.
What? Y'all think on that one for a little bit. Let's continue the episode.
Guys, si, if you know the answer to that question, tweet at us or email us.
That's the question of the day. What is a Latino?
Yeah, that's our question.
A Latino.
No, what was the second one you said?
Who fucking cares?
Okay, well, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Or tweet at us, @3weebros. Anyway, this week, we haven't missed any week. No, never. Not once.
Mm-mm.
Nope, never.
I can't remember.
We watched Akira.
Oh!
Hey, gamers, we watched Akira.
Whoa.
It was so let's just jump right into it.
Well, yeah, let's just right into it.
This is epic, dude.
Akira's pretty important, and I thought that since Akira takes place in 2019, why not?
I see. Yeah, so you literally jumped right into it.
I jumped right into it. Okay. So Akira's a movie. That was released
a movie.
July.
We haven't watched the movies in the last season.
Yeah, we haven't watched a movie since, like, 5 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's a movie. It was released July 16th, 1988. It was produced by Mainichi Broadcasting System. Koda.
Get it out.
Kodansha and Toho.
Japanese
and then
is
licensed
a very
by a bunch of people.
Language.
And made by Tokyo Movie Shinja? And they do a lot of movies. Like, they have done basically all the Detective Conan movies.
Dude,
and,
I love Conan O'Brien.
And then they did Lupin the Third.
Dude,
so, I don't know what that is.
In Space
I was
going to
make an untasteful joke, so I'm going to...
Make it.
No!
Make it. I'll bleep it out if need be.
I will Selena Gomez.
That's not tasteful. Even That's just your likes.
No, because she has... Okay, you gotta bleep that out.
I'm not.
Please. Nope. I love Selena Gomez. No, I'm serious, dude. Selena Gomez is bae.
We know.
Anyway.
That Vanessa Hudgens is bae. And that Hilary Duff is bae. Don't get me started on Selena Gomez.
We didn't. We didn't even mention her once, and you got yourself started.
You got me started. Okay, Selena Gomez. This week we watched Wizards of Waverly Place, okay?
We watch all of the Wizards of Waverly Place. All like 6 seasons.
That's a lot of seasons. Dude.
How many seasons was
we
Wizards
all know that Alex is that Selena Gomez's big brother in the show is Best Grill. Okay, thank you.
No,
next
Jake
week.
T. Austin. There were only 4 seasons.
Wow, really? There was a movie.
Yes, there was. I watched it.
I liked
it.
The
was
movie.
Okay. No, there were 2, or was it a special?
Might have been. There were a couple specials.
Yeah, it's basically a fucking movie. Whatever. Anyway, we're way off track. Akira is a movie that was released 40 years ago.
Wow.
And it's important for a lot of reasons. But before I jump into this, I assume you guys have heard of Akira before, right? Mm-hmm. Before we started watching it.
The funny thing is, just a couple days before I went to watch this, AVGN uploaded mm-hmm. a video that I have not seen yet, but it made me more interested that it was something that he was covering too. I was like, whoa, this is something that's just now that. Getting around to. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So,
but
I don't
know,
really know
no other prior like influences to it.
Well,
you don't know.
Watching it now, I can see that a lot of stuff that I do enjoy has taken inspiration from this. So, but nothing mm-hmm. direct.
Yeah. And about you, Pino?
So, I also don't have any prior, like, experience with Akira. I knew Akira was, like, a thing. I knew it was important for some reason. Anytime I would see anything related to it, I really couldn't understand. I was like, okay, there's a red guy, there's a motorcycle, there's a guy who's screaming, ah! And that's kind of about all I knew about Akira. So, I've come in completely blank.
Yeah, well, so, Akira... It's pretty cool. It's pretty important because Akira was actually one of the first anime movies to be brought into the U.S. to have theatrical screenings. The only one before that was technically it was
Pocahontas. I knew it.
No, that's not
Mulan,
that's not the one. Nope, you're getting there. You're so close. It's
Mickey Mouse Strikes Back.
No.
Hello.
No. You're close.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts something, release. Bucko. Hacha. Hacha. That'll teach you, huh?
No, Valley of the Wind. It's like Nusica of the Valley of the Wind, which was actually trimmed down 25 minutes to, like, you know, be good. So it was bad. This was like the first one that kind of
was a good
was
movie.
A full anime. It did have a dub, obviously, but it's still a.
This was kind of like the foreign, like, ooh, it's foreign.
Is, well, because, like, I actually looked up some of the stuff because this was released in 1988, which other movies that released at that time were, like, Land Before Time.
Okay, hey,
Oliver
yo.
And Company.
Shout out to Bigfoot.
And
Dummy Little
Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah, I'm like, Bigfoot's dead,
this
bro.
This is, like, violent. This was not.
No spoiler.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not for the same demographic as
no,
those.
Yeah, exactly. That was the biggest thing because a lot of people, like, all the American anime fans that, like, went through the 90s watching a lot of that stuff, this was their catalyst for a large group of anime fans.
Okay.
Which, like, the first kind of wave.
I see.
So that's why it's so important.
Before Dragon Ball really hit, because Dragon Ball was.
This was
dubbed.
Way before Dragon
Ball.
Yeah,
Dragon
Ball
absolutely
was not
being dubbed
not.
At that time.
Dragon Ball wasn't even out yet.
Are you sure?
No, I'm pretty sure Dragon Ball was 1986.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was out. It just was in Japan. Dragon Ball's a lot older than we think. Don't just remember that.
No, but I thought not the anime. I thought the...
Maybe...
I know the manga was being written.
Maybe it was just Dragon Ball.
But this was...
Ball was... Oh, yeah, no, you're right. 1986.
Yeah, it was Dragon Ball.
1989. No, you're right.
The one thing I know is Dragon Ball.
No, yeah, but Dragon Ball, really good, but we're going to talk about that a different time.
But that was just part of the history, how you were saying it comes in waves, and the Akira wave helped push stuff like Dragon Ball later, which then got anime really
Akira,
big.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, during that time, it was nearing the tail end of the golden age of anime. Mm-hmm. It's like what people like to call it, because... this was right around Japan on an economic high, so they had money to spend for entertainment, stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That's like a lot of money they poured into it.
This was like the 80s after the war and the economy started getting back better. Yeah, so Akira had a huge influence on both Western and like Eastern animators because you can... Because this was a massive, massive, like, spanning story. It wasn't as, as big of a culture shock in Japan, because obviously it has, like, the post-war vibes from the first scene, which is a huge, like, explosion over a Tokyo, like, city.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still a massive success in Japan, and so a lot of people have seen and a lot of people have drawn from it. There's a video online that shows just the bike scene where you see the bike sliding out on everyone who's kind of copied that style to pay homage to it. And there's so many that both in Eastern and Western animation,
and not just animation,
plays off of that. Yeah,
other media too.
It's in.
Not just
it's,
other
it's
media.
Insane.
Myself when I get out of bed in the morning.
Pino drifts himself out of bed every morning. He does it really well.
Does a real number on my feet though.
Yeah, he's got to wear some socks so we can slide a little bit better.
Yeah, it doesn't help that now my wall is just a hole. So
it's
so
just
more
space
for activity. You know what? I like the way you think.
Yeah, so much room for activity.
This is great. You guys have turned my eyes.
Now
we
can hear.
Around.
That's not healthy.
Where'd you go?
I'm not crying.
No, oh no, he's dead.
I'm not crying.
But yeah, so it's really important for like animation in general. I don't want to sit on this point too much, and obviously this isn't going to really affect my view of it too much,
well,
and
I
hope
something
neither
to
you guys
that,
because.
So. Continue though.
Not the best thing in the world.
No, but it's important. But I don't want, like, for everyone listening to this, don't want them to think that just because it's such an important piece of media that we're going to treat it like some sort of god figure. Like, this is the perfect anime. This will never be topped ever, because that's stupid.
I just want to say,
nothing's perfect.
that not even the way me. I consume
yes.
certain media, part of my appreciation Control for it crunch. Is its historical value, like retro video games. Those mm-hmm. have a historical value into what video games we know today.
Some might say they yeah. belong in a museum.
Joe Pino, you kill me.
Why are you laughing? I'm just Shut up. I'm pointing out
Shut
something.
Shut up, Pino.
I'm,
my oh, point is that it probably will affect my rating, ever. But not in a detrimental amount.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not going to tip the scales one way or the other. It's time to tip the scales!
I knew it!
Angry Pino.
Anyway, life. Yeah. And also, since let's just slide mm-hmm. back into where we were talking before tangents and all that sort of stuff. I had only watched okay. this about a year or two ago for like the first time. So this is I think third time watching this.
Okay.
So it's yeah, well it's only 2 hours, so it's not a huge chunk out of my day. It's not like someone watching One Piece every year or something.
What do you mean? No one watches One Piece.
Nobody
likes One Piece.
I can't believe it.
Just look at those top charts in Japan. Nobody's reading One Piece.
Yeah, no. Shonen Jump's a lot.
Guys, you're just making it all up. What the hell's a My Hero?
Who's this green
Naruto? Who the hell is this?
Blonde Sasuke. Boruto's dad. What?
Okay.
Brown Brace.
Minecraft.
This is the one episode I wanted to actually talk about the anime for, and here we are getting off track.
Me too, actually.
Well, see, like, that's the thing. That's the best... Hey, everyone, that's the best part of the show. Because we can talk about anime and be stupid. That's how it is. Anyway, let's get right into the presentation. So...
It's real good.
It's real good.
It's real good. It's very smooth. I like it.
Just straight up. Yeah.
The background is so good. That I didn't even want to give Chuck the honor of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they were so good.
I can understand that, right? That's the thing about obviously because it is a theatrical release, it's you can't really rank it upon different like mm-hmm. contemporaries nowadays, even then. Mm-hmm. But like just to put you guys in sort of a perspective, this cost 1.1 billion yen to make, or about $9 million.
That's a lot of money.
In 1988,
just the one.
It's a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'd save the rest, though. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just so you know, it's just very important to know how freaking expensive.
It was a huge project.
Yeah, it was because it was actually made through several different companies.
Okay, yeah.
To collaborate in a couple of these, yeah. Well, a couple of these also like those companies. What? Some of them went bankrupt because it was just such an expensive project.
That's crazy. This movie killed companies. That's
it's
insane.
Yeah. So it did.
it didn't just kill. It didn't kill.
And that's and.
I will wait.
But that's actually one of the reasons why something like to this scale wasn't attempted for such a long time, because it set a bar so high, but the risk of failing was also extremely massive. Yeah.
Just imagine if it crashed. I don't think there would be such a big of a anime presence here in the States, and maybe even in Japan, actually.
Mm-hmm. It has such a cult, and the funny thing about this is, it didn't even make back all of that money in Japan.
Oh,
it only made it back. Yeah, it only made about 750 million yen back. So, like 3/4 of the budget. And it did have like moderate success outside, but not to, at least not the original release. Brought in enough to really, say that that's in something that you should do again. Mm-hmm. You know, like the ends didn't justify the means.
The memes.
So, no, that's not what I said.
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry.
So the backgrounds, I'll just get that out of the way because Gar brought it up, is so good. Mm-hmm. It's, and a lot of the backgrounds in this anime were actually only used like once or twice.
And you can,
which is insane. Yeah. Like the bar, which has such infinite amount of detail. If you can, a lot of parts in this movie, you can pause and
each
look
frame
for like different,
it's so dense,
different frames, and it really is. Oh, yeah. There's so much
it
information
really
in every
world.
Single
like you really get to understand
frame.
This world that you are observing.
Mm-hmm. That's why I love
and you can
the background
you can
so
tell
much.
The little
it's
tricks
the world,
they use
world building.
There's one point where it's supposed to be a light flashing really slowly blinking, and you can tell where they layered it over on top of the other, and they had to draw another one because it didn't quite line up. And it's just little things like that, because they didn't have Adobe Photoshop then.
I think all of it was practical, like all hand-drawn. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of it was to the point, because it's insane. It's insane how much work and effort was put into it. Now, at like today's perspective, you could probably make something close to this caliber for much less money, mostly because of digital animation. But like, this is like one of the shining examples why I love hand-drawn animation so much. There's such a personality to it. Like, that's why I love like Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z over, you know, even Dragon Ball GT over Super to a point, because the animation is phenomenal, but you can tell that like every like pencil stroke and everything was like done by hand. So it's, and you can see that more than anywhere when it first became profitable to do it digitally, because like the early 2000s anime where some looks were not ideal for sure.
Yeah,
but now it's looking good. And animation wise, Oh, animation's so smooth. They did a lot of the more dense animation on ones. So, a little bit of animation terminology. Yeah. Most animated things are done in it's done in 24 frames a second, which is like the traditional way that projectors and old film cameras did it. So that just stayed the course. So. Whenever they say they animate it in twos, they animate every 12, like once every other frame, so 12 frames a second. But for like a lot of the smooth stuff, that was all in ones. So there's a couple scenes that are like, yes, everything's beautifully done, animation's flawless, but some parts you're like, what the fuck? how'd they get that so smooth?
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of
phenomenal
parts, actually.
Oh yeah.
It's real, like it appears so early as in like the first maybe 10 or 15 minutes. It was like during the they had like a sort of like, it wasn't like a march thing, but there was like a whole crowd of people and like the like when they shot up that one guy at the beginning, that was awkwardly smooth, and I was like, why am I looking at this man dying?
Like, you can see every like bullet hit him and like the body reacting to it. That's like one of the coolest like scenes for me, because it's literally crazy watching a dude get shot.
Yeah.
And it's insane. And you can feel it.
I want to kind of compare it and contrast it to when we watched Castlevania. Remember how we saw like the vampires tear them apart a little bit like that?
Yeah.
It kind of had something similar to that, but Akira, it made it feel a little more real, because obviously we know Castlevania was obviously just to show like the weakness of humans towards like the ferocity of like a vampire attacking you, right? But this like had impact. There was like a lot of things here that just felt right, but also felt wrong because you enjoyed it so much. You're like, love that this guy's dying.
Violence is a means to set the tone, which there's no other way they could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the best parts of animation through this entire thing are through the motorcycles, because there's such, it's so stylistically perfect for this, and it plays off of the speed and the smoothness, and kind of,
ka-chow.
You can say that driving is like an art yeah, like, per se. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say it like that. And through that, you can kind of see the what is it called? Like, the serene part of, you know, weaving through and doing all these things. And especially during some of the parts where they, like, hit other guys off. And you see them rolling, and you're like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, a lot of the impacts. That. Yeah.
A lot of the impacts during this movie is insane. Mm-hmm. And then let me, so I want to talk about the voice acting next.
So we all watched a dub, I'm assuming, then, if we're talking about voice acting right now.
No, well, I watched the sub, but I have also watched the dub before.
Okay.
So it's not a huge detriment. But so what do you guys think about the dub? Because a lot of people don't, like, they prefer the sub.
I've got one. Kaneda!
It's even better in Japanese.
Tatsuo. Yeah.
It's really good in Japanese.
Me too.
I enjoyed it. You know, it's not what you're used to, but you know,
for some reason it
fit. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no yelling Saiyans. It's no sinking pirates. It's no Konosuba. I couldn't make a joke.
Aqua
about
sucks
that,
too much.
What?
It was.
Yeah,
it I felt agree. Timeless. At least in my opinion, I was just like, it felt right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that goes along with, like, the animation. Mm-hmm. I'd say, to a point, because all this when they've like basically perfected hand animation, that along with very solid voice acting, it can feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can. Like, I'd say that for stuff like, I guess you could say, like, Cowboy Bebop. Ugh.
Mm.
That is timeless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That dub, especially,
is a legend.
Timeless. Absolutely. That Cowboy Bebop is a legend. We're going to watch
it's
that
one of those ones like
but not
Akira,
now.
Where it's one that's going to be recommended to us. We're going to have to get out of the way one way or another.
I'll put it on my list.
No, I'll put it on your list.
I have more to talk about the dub.
Oh.
So,
go for
again,
it.
Again, it goes with Kaneda. The whole appreciating it with its historical value. And I'm going to pull a Vine Sauce Code out on you, and I swear I'm going to bring it all around, okay? There's always some shit in the meat.
Okay.
No matter what, there's some shit in the meat. In this, the shit works in its favor. In terms of the dub, because it's just so deliciously cheesy. It's perfect. It just is like butter on top of it, just making this whole meal a masterpiece because it's so goofy.
I get it. So it's the butter on top of your meal that you took a diet that day and you just there's butter and you know you shouldn't have it but you want it and you eat it and you feel good.
Well, I mean there's always shit in meat. I understand. Is like
you've awoken my
anytime
eyes.
You eat a piece of meat it was a living animal at one point, there's a little bit of shit in it somewhere.
What do you mean? I trust the FDA to clean it all.
You shouldn't trust it. It's in full head. But there's always some shit in the meat, you know. Somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not always as lucky
there's
as Akira
snake
works in his favor.
Yeah. Akira's real. I do like the dub. I prefer the sub because that's just what I watched first.
What a lot of the elitist. I'm kidding.
No. a lot of my tastes come from what I watched first. Like, I can't watch stuff like Naruto.
And you can't watch it dubbed?
Dubbed. I can't watch it subbed. I watched it dubbed.
If you
first.
Did, if you said you can watch it dubbed, I would. I was first going to roast you, then I'm like, Naruto
so does
sound
Goku.
Like a grandma sometimes.
Yeah, well, like, that's the same thing with, like, Dragon Ball, exactly. Like, I can't watch it subbed. I'm not watching Super
it
subbed
just, it doesn't,
because I just
it's
can't
meant,
deal with that.
It's, I can explain
it
to
you. It feels
it
wrong.
I can explain
it feels
to you.
Sacrilegious to a point to watch it.
It's meant to hit the American market demographic. It's specifically targeted towards us who grew up in the United States. Whereas in Japan, Goku's voice sounds different because it's just a different culture. It just, for whatever reason that I don't understand, it works for them. Yeah.
Strong
exactly.
muscle
and
man.
It's the same thing with Akira here. Is it, like, I like it this way. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Cardi B. She like it like that.
Hey, windows down, chill mode radio on. That wasn't Cardi B. That was a different song. Like, but anyway, I know it wasn't. No, don't worry, we're hip. And then let's talk. I want to talk about the OST weird. As well.
Oh, because
that was. It's a really interesting sound that I love.
Anytime it chanted, I was in for it. There, I don't know what they were chanting, mind you, but I was in.
You were like, yes, this is the point where I enjoy.
And there's a lot of things now that, like, after that, I've been watching a lot of things. They've all had a lot of chance, and I'm just like,
There's one specifically where it's the voice and the organ going, done, done. That one cracks me up.
Yes.
It sounds like, in my head, this is the story I developed. It's the producer is like, okay, make this song go like, duh, and the composer's like, the composer's like, all right, boss.
You got it, boss.
He just takes that sample and just does it. He's like, there you go. And the producer's like, I love it. Yeah, exactly.
Is that my voice?
Exactly.
That's what I made it into like the movie, guys. Tell he sits down in the theater with his kid and he's like, that's me. I'm the duh guy.
Look, Gary, there I am,
Am. Look, exactly. There I am, Gary, look.
But it's just amazing. So weird.
I'm accepting your headcanon.
Especially with my love for I like Mario, the Thousand Year Door, which is so weird. Mm-hmm. I just love it. Okay, I'm done talking.
Cause
now I remember where the chance came from. I was like, why have I been watching a lot of things with chance? They chanted in the Broly movie.
No, it's because Pino's a cultist.
I like grass and beans in my bean grass soup.
There's spiderwebs in those beans.
Oh no! You saved my joke. Thank you.
Don't worry. But they used a combination of like traditional Japanese music, mixed with like 80s synth wave.
It's so perfect.
Which is
good.
Because
it's so surreal.
Because I can also say to a point, because it is about 40 years after that explosion in the beginning, so that traditional sense of music could stick around without developing much, while a new set of like synth or wave, whatever, and those two could combine. And I like to think that would be why
it's like
this
Splatoon.
Music is because
same
is
sort of thing
the
there
way that
with how
is.
They have traditional. Japanese scales and with like heavy electronics.
I'm dancing, bro.
That was a really good sound.
That was real good.
Thank you.
I will listen, I'm gonna listen back to this episode like many times for that voice clip.
don't tell nobody.
It's a secret for you listeners.
Yeah, but it's
me too.
The OST I really enjoy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'll listen to on its own.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
It's not...
But it's within the context of the story and the anime, it is wonderful.
What was that? Remember we had like that ranking system
Don't Eat
about
Me song?
Like if it's a jam or
what
was that again?
Like, it's the ability.
It was like jam ability.
Jam ability, whistle ability,
ability.
And memorability. How did I remember that?
It's just memorability.
Can this be the cult ability?
Sure. I made the scale. I can say sure. There's no rules.
Guys, this is... He says sure.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't make it. It's whatever. But since there's no OP or ED, which is, you know, happens
there's
when
an
it's
ending.
A movie.
Or ED.
There's like
ending song.
Quote unquote an ED. It's called Kaneda by Gino.
Sure.
Yamashiro Gumi. Thank you. That's my joke, though.
Got him.
I can't believe you. I'm gonna listen to it real quick live on the air.
No, not during the show.
I'm gonna listen. It was like when I listened to Simple Plan while we were talking about
else.
It.
No, then I'm gonna listen to Bowling for Soup.
Yeah, it's just the traditional drums and wood, like the wood sound, just a.
That's still a banger. Well,
it is a banger. That's probably the most memorable part, or like most memorable song for me.
I forgot it was drums. I thought some girl sang it, then I realized it was the movie we watched last season. Anyways.
And then there's chanting. But, anyway. Because, and also the ED is literally just credits. But, so, let's just jump into the most convoluted...
Hey, wait a second. I didn't make fun of their faces yet.
Plot. Well,
yeah, their faces, make fun
of their faces weird. Look like chipmunks.
Guys, I'm gonna pull back the curtains real quick. Connor wanted to make that joke, and you said it before we started recording. I'm like, you gotta make it into, and he's like, I'm gonna fit this in very organically.
I wasn't there for that.
So it won't sound any different. No, he was no, but
little did Chuck know I never planned to make it organically.
That was as organic. Fresh and vegan. I'm doing air quotes. If you could tell by my voice.
Oh, I can feel the wind.
Yeah. Anyway, the plot is kind of
fucked. Wait, no one's going to comment on the fact that they still look like chipmunks.
I just kind of chalked it up to like a stylistic choice. No, that's just how their faces are. Continued.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The only problem I actually really had was that, like, take away their hair, take away their body, mm-hmm. and it's the same face most of the time. Mm-hmm. Minus those little kids who are kids.
Okay. Oh, I can actually tell you why those kids.
Is it
going
to be that there's some
kids.
Cybernetic turtle from the future?
Please tell me.
Well, so I'm gonna. This is. I'm gonna fit it into the plot, so don't worry about it. Okay. So, opening shot: Japan, 1988. There's a big old explosion that was caused by Akira. That was they were doing tests on him, and then his psychic powers just went. And then they're like, "Oh shoot, we're not going to do this no more." So then they hit him away, and he's gone.
Go to your room, Akira.
So. Kind of. And then technically it made World War III. They talk about that in the manga way more. Anyway.
He's not going
to
be in
World War III. We go to 2019. Neo Tokyo. Everyone's
Neo-Yokyo?
Hating their life. Nope, not Neo-Yokyo. So 2019. There's a bunch of shit. There's a very large class divide between the rich people and the wicked poor people.
Damn, they're wicked poor. They're not just poor. They're wicked poor.
Have you seen these people?
What do you mean? Anyway. He owns a bike. Well, that one owns a bike.
No, he stole a bike.
That's debatable. I call it taking back what's rightfully ours.
Communist
Robin Hood. Chill out.
Okay.
So we meet Kaneda. who's our quote-unquote main character, but not really. He leads a gang called the Capsules. The Capsules are the drugs that everyone takes, so that's... And in the manga, they pop
totally
pills.
Show it.
They don't show it in this.
Pop pills? Is that the same thing as popping mollies?
Oh, yeah, they don't show
it. No, the guys, like the gang members.
They can't pop pills. They're kids.
Well, that's why they have the pill on their back. That's the name of their gang, the Capsules.
Capsule Corp.
Plot. They're chilling. And then the Clowns, their rival gang, they're like, okay, let's fight them.
Clowns.
So, yeah, that's their name.
I know it's their name. It makes me giggle.
You fucking read a manga where one of the main pirates is a clown.
What do you mean?
Anyway.
And he makes me giggle. What's the problem? I can't laugh at a clown.
I can't laugh at
Are you serious?
Clown. He says.
Anyway, so they fight. And then during all this, there's the dude. He got shot. He was running with a child who's all wrinkly and old looking. So then the child runs, and then he's in the street for some reason. The guys drive into him, and then they're like, whoa, who is this? And then they Tetsuo, who's one of the gang members, gets hit by, like, the dude's psychic power or whatever. And then he gets brought into the government along with the wrinkly old boy. The rest of them, though, just get arrested. And then they're like, okay... You're free to go, I guess. Go back to school. And in the correctional facility, there's a girl named Kay?
Kay! Oh, no.
Kay, I guess. And they're like, oh,
don't
she
you
was
dare,
with us.
Garb.
And she's like, yeah, don't say it.
I'm
going to say the K.
Don't you make me say please. Oh, baby.
No! Don't.
Garb, we have to keep this simple and clean. Okay? It's the way that you're making me feel. This
don't,
night.
Don't stop it. Stop talking. So
when
they get out of... I know. I knew you were going to say that. So...
That was a good one, Pino.
We got him.
It's already so, it's so convoluted. Just let me get through this very quickly. So they all get out, go back to school, and they're like, where the heck's Tetsuo? Tetsuo's in the government, and his brain's hurting. And then he's like, okay, I'm escape. So then he escape. And then they're like, just kidding, you're no escape no more. So then they give him drugs.
Why are you giving him such an interesting accent, Chuck?
That wasn't an accent, that was me.
Okay, I'm just...
That was my natural accent.
Okay.
That's how I speak. You've been through 31 episodes of me. Wouldn't you know?
I mean,
by now?
I don't know.
Pino.
Sounded Pino. Okay. I'll give you a pass. Give you the gangsta pass.
Don't.
God.
I can't believe Pino's not a gangsta.
Continue. Y'all do that. I'm sorry. Okay, continue. Go ahead.
Oh, good.
Oh, well. Okay, let's pause the recording. Wait, pause? The yellow one? Or not the middle one, the blue one. The blue pause button. Okay, the one that says pause. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Okay, I'm in Audacity.
Pino, I'm going to slit your throat.
I'm kidding. Gee,
okay. I'll just jump right back right in. Wait, my tabs were closed where I was cheating.
I was going to ask you what we were talking about anyways before we cut out. No, I don't remember what we were talking about. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, hey guys, I didn't see you there. Sorry for the little technical difficulties. My computer shit itself.
We get to play that song.
Well, yeah, you were singing during it, don't you remember?
When you walk.
That's not the one. My bum, computer's bum, gonna you. Crash again. You don't know. Okay, so we're gonna hop right back into the plot because that's what I was talking about. His brain was hurting. Tetsuo's brain was hurting. He left the hospital. He met up with his gang. And then, because his girlfriend was, like, stolen. And then she was abused. And then he's like, I'm going to beat up these boys. So then he did. And then the cops were like, who are you? And then they were like, oh, you're the brain boy. So then they took him back. And then Kaneda now is in cahorts with Kay. They're trying to get to Akira,
which is the
child man. And during all this, the Shikishima is the general, and in the middle of all this,
Nappa,
you're not wrong. In the middle of all this, he's trying to just like keep everything under wraps and good, and then.
As all government does, you know.
And then we meet the children. Now, these children are special because they have psychic powers. And, what is it called? Their psychic powers, the reason why they're still children is because by the drugs that they are given to keep their psychic powers in, like...
Yeah.
In, intact.
Huh.
They don't age. Like, so that's why they're still old people. But just children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why...
Weird flex,
but okay. And so that's why Tetsuo's brain was going insane whenever he was, like, not on pills. That's why he was like, oh, my brain!
Oh, and so if he were to take those pills, he'd just look like an old person.
Well, he would stay the same age, he would just grow old from there. And that's why during the part when he was, like, in the stadium... The cop or the general's like, I have your medicine, and he's like, I don't want your medicine.
Can't you see him talking to my girl?
Exactly. So
no way.
Then once Tetsuo breaks out the second time, after Kaneda and Kay find him and all the children, he breaks out, and then there's a government coup, where Shikishima's like, okay, this is my country now. So then he did that. And then they're like, let's go attack this boy. In the middle of all this, there's a bunch of riots, and people are like, Akira's here to save us by killing us. And then, finally, after a fight with Kay, Tetsuo finds Akira, but he's just in test tubes because he was experimented on because he's a crazy psychic boy. And then they Kaneda and Tetsuo fight, and then there's a laser from the sky because that's what they were trying to kill him with. Missed him, and then he went up into space, killed the thing in space, came back down, went to the freaking place, the stadium, and then he's like, oof, ouch, owie, my arm. And then he's like, hello, my girlfriend. And she's like, yum, oof, ouch.
Wait a second. Did you watch?
And then Shigashima's like, I have your medicine. And he's like, I don't want your medicine. And then his arm's a robot. And then it becomes flesh. And we're like, oof, why is this like this? And then it becomes more flesh. And then he's like, I'm going to eat my girlfriend now. And then
you missed the important part. Kaneda.
Oh yeah, that's right. They scream at each other, and the crazy people are there, or not the crazy people. The children are there with psychic powers to summon Akira. They don't really talk about that except for like one line, and then Tetsuo doesn't have control over his body anymore, and he's like, oh no! And then he kills his girlfriend. And he's like, I can feel her pain. And then after that.
You can't have my bike!
And then Shikishima gets killed as well, which I was kind of sad. I liked him.
Wait,
he did. He absolutely died.
Nappa definitely died! They teleported him to the underground bridge.
I don't know, I just made that up.
Oh, by the explosion.
Akira. Shikishima...
I'm pretty sure he survived. Maybe not after the big blast, but he survived the initial not being vored by.
I had explained to someone what vore is the other day.
He didn't get slurped.
Does it not say that he's dead? No, he definitely died. No.
Does it not say deceased die? on his wiki page?
From what I saw, he didn't die.
His wiki page is very lacking. Okay, Akira, get better. Anyway.
If you think he's dead, send us an email. He might
be dead, might not, no one knows. And then Akira comes with the same ball of light that you've seen before, and then he takes away the dead man, Tetsuo, and then the baby human kids. Teleports kind of out of the way, and then everyone's saved, but it's kind of somber because fucking
It's sober.
They weren't drinking or dead already.
Eating drugs.
Yeah, it's because they're underage.
Can't do that. No, don't say that. And so then everything's okay, I guess. And that's and that's it. That's the entire story of Akira. Told very badly with several errors.
Kaino and I are going to say this anyway.
That didn't make any sense.
You're not
going to
stop us.
Yeah.
Is the Final Fantasy VII plot literally just Akira? Because it feels like they're the exact same thing.
Probably.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Yeah. It felt like both Final Fantasy VII and Advent Children, because there was three little kids.
It's almost like Akira's influential.
I can feel its influence.
It's almost what? Like...
And like,
I
whenever... What's
could
his
give a rat's money. Just kidding.
I say that all the time, but I guess I've never said it on the podcast.
The
flashbacks.
Cloud.
The Akira flashbacks.
Having his identity crisis in the live stream and everything.
Joke's on you. Identity theft is not a joke.
Millions of Japanese people suffer every year.
It's really confusing, mostly because Akira was being produced in the middle of the manga being made. The manga actually finished in 1990, 2 years after the movie premiered. And so the plot is basically the opening act is the first half of the first volume of the manga.
Okay.
And then a middle third section where they're like just trying to fit anything they can in to make it, and then a resolution the second half of the sixth volume. So it's a lot of stuff
that makes sense
that was missed. And that's why it's so confusing.
It really felt just not.
Yeah, the middle act was definitely rough. The first act was like pretty good to follow. Once they hit the second act, though, not great. The third act was just trying to bring everything together.
It's a little.
Hey, remember all this? I threw at you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, just crazy romp through a Japanese cyberpunk town.
Japanese town.
No, I said Japan. Cyberpunk.
Like romp through Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like it's not, and I don't think it's really fair to compare Trigun to this. I don't see
it gets crazy.
The real comparison.
Yeah, it's not what I expected.
It does get crazy,
and fucking Tetsuo becomes like a gross baby human, and I'm like,
I'm sure it's.
I didn't like that.
It wasn't a good option for me to eat.
I'm sure it's actually
at the time, and I was like, Tetsuo, boy.
Piece of, like, what's the word? Symbolism. But I don't get it.
Yeah, I just, it gets less confusing every time you watch it, but it's still difficult to follow.
Yeah,
and I chalk that up just as a fault of just when it was being made, and also it would have been better, albeit the animation wouldn't have been as good. Like an anime of like a 26 episode anime.
Yeah,
but
I would actually like
to see it in a long form
with all the anime. Reboots. So like and stuff, this is
it was kind of I just my, think I kind of wanted to talk about it, but it's true.
I think it's too untouchable at this
maybe.
Point.
Maybe.
Like it's such a high valued piece of media that it would do a disservice to so many people, and they wouldn't like it no matter what it would do. You know? Like I would love to see it remade, but I think
well, don't say
no one would
word,
want
like,
to step
remade.
Up
I would
to
say
do
more
that.
Of a reimagining. At least.
I don't know. I just don't think that it could definitely work. I just think a studio doesn't want to have the job.
It's a big risk.
It's a huge risk because Akira's like acclaimed. Like you guys hadn't even watched it, but like you knew about it.
Yeah,
you knew, and like that sort of like legacy. It's so difficult to do something that is so highly regarded and so influential in anime and try and do it again. So I don't know. It's just something that I don't know.
It was good. It did good.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I thought you guys were going to say you didn't like it because you were kind of
there's flaws. There's absolutely flaws. I enjoyed it, but there's definitely flaws that you can't say, because a lot of people flaunt this and say like this is the best like sci-fi anime movie ever produced, which I don't know if that's true. I haven't watched enough sci-fi anime movies to really put a kind of marker on that.
Yeah, to say definitively.
Yeah, I just don't think there has to be something. Maybe not animation-wise, maybe not culturally-wise, but, like, overall, I think there's better quality anime that you can watch.
Could you TLDR that for me real quick? I was paying attention, I promise.
Nah, don't worry about it.
No, I want to know.
No, we're just saying that, it would be cool to see it in a long-form anime format, but it's such a huge risk, especially with it having the legacy that it does. No studio would want to do that because it's such a huge risk, and people could pan it just because it's not the same.
I mean,
even if they do the manga better.
To be fair, that's. I feel like anything that can be done better should be done, in my opinion.
Well, like me too. Like it's all agreement in this place, but no company would want to.
I'll draw
sheerly
it.
Because
I bet someone would.
No,
I'm gonna do it in like, stick figures.
As of right now, it's just sheerly too big of a task and too risky of a task for like a small animation company could just put them under. And getting the rights for Akira too, I would think would be massive to get.
Yeah,
but it's good though. I enjoyed it. What else? Oh, quickly before I forget, there's a really good video by Super Eyepatch Wolf that I used for some of our from some of my talking points just because it's such a well-researched video.
And you said for
it's
us,
called Impact of Akira, the film that changed everything.
You said for us to not watch that video until after we watched the movie.
Yes.
I still have not seen the video.
It's there's a couple points that I said in the podcast that's covered through there and deeper wise. So if you want a deeper view into Akira, because obviously we forget a lot of stuff. We're wrong on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's not
so
our
this
goal
is a very,
to be informative.
This is a very well-researched video, scripted, so... And also, we're not informative. So. No, absolutely not. Anything else we want to talk about the story?
No, I'm about out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything to talk about.
I can't think. Oh, no.
I can't think. I can't breathe.
Ain't got no brain.
Oh.
I ain't got no toes.
Ooh. Wait. Oh.
Oh. Hey, guys, you know what this means?
No.
No.
I don't either. That's
when we
what
talk
I was
about
asking.
The characters?
Oh, yeah, you're right. So the characters...
You were supposed to run with it. No. Okay.
No, we actually do need to talk about the characters really quickly.
Yeah.
I completely goofed it.
Akira?
So there's no. Well, yes, there was Akira. Akira was a fucking spine most of the time.
What he was, at first, I thought he was a computer chip, and then I saw he was test tubes, and I was like, ah, yes.
Ah, yikes.
Chip. Jeez. I mean, I was fine with chips.
Yeah, I know, right? So first we got Kaneda, who's, I guess you could say, the main character.
Yeah, it's me, Kaneda.
Who's actually voiced in English by Johnny Young Bosch,
who did
everything. Who's done everything. He did Jirarara, because he's Izaya.
Yeah. It's so weird, like, it's not so weird, it's kind of a weird, it's like a testament to how, you know.
And he's Vash Trigun, he's Johnny from Space Dandy Season 2,
just
I don't know.
The resume on this boy,
it's
got a lot of big stuff under
his
belt.
No joke.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
The fact that he sounds like this makes my day.
But also, because he was also Jonathan Joestar from the JoJo family.
No way.
No way.
JoJo.
You're poisoning my father.
Get it out.
I have to prove it. Anyway, Kaneda was a good character, I guess.
I like Kaneda.
You could follow.
He's a bad boy.
He's likable. He's a bad boy. You can't kill him.
You can't kill me.
Next is... Kay, she was okay. Like it's since it's a movie setting, it's so much harder to analyze characters well.
Yeah. I mean, and well, think about it this way, boys. This is the funky anime podcast, not the funky manga podcast. If we wanted to accurately judge the entire legacy of Akira, we wouldn't be saying like, "Oh, Kay was useless in this movie," which she was just basically like a cog, in my opinion. But
she
probably had a lot more development.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, there's like a lot. Like, you know, the priestess lady who was being carried by people.
That was a lady.
Was like a cure.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That was a lady?
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, she's super important in the manga, apparently.
I kept thinking Kaori was a... and Kay were both boys until I heard their voice, and I was like, oh, wait, what?
That...
No.
I mean, everybody has the same haircut, too, now.
Yeah.
You're not
very
wrong. So, Kay was a fun character, I guess. She was good.
Kay? I mean, I enjoyed when she was Kay. I didn't enjoy when she was being, like...
possessed
by someone.
Yeah, it happens.
Like, I don't know if it was just me, but I noticed anytime she was possessed, she had like the kind of purple like eyeshadow. Was that?
Yeah.
Correct on
I
that?
I think Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Because
yes.
When that happened, I'm like, "Wow, she's like really, she's on fleek, fellas. Yeah, she's got her makeup
she's
ready.
She's on fleek, dude. She's ready to go.
She's in jail. She don't give no f's.
She don't care. Yeah. She wakes up, does her makeup every morning. So
she
what?
Wakes up like this. Okay. I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
No. Yeah. You're not crazy. We had Shikishima, who was the general dude. I liked him a lot, actually.
I hate the media.
He looks like Nappa, and it makes me giggle.
It does. I actually loved. He was probably one of my favorite characters. He felt like he had a lot of development.
I like when he was like, "Listen, I'm a soldier. I don't make the rules. I just follow them."
Yeah. Until I decide to take over the government, then I make the rules.
Yeah. Let's see. We also had Tetsuo.
Yep. Tetsuo.
He became a gross boy at the end. Oh, he was kind of a brat.
Kaneda!
Tetsuo!
Kaneda!
Is that on Marco Polo?
There was...
Yeah. Whoever lost.
Kaori! Shut up! Get inside me.
No. Oh.
Kazuma. Yes, I'm Kazuma.
We have, like, Akira. He's just... He sure is. I don't know if he counts as a character. He's just a spinal cord.
It's Genova.
At
first I thought the kid in the Yoda chair, I thought he was like he was gonna be the villain, but
he was the villain because you thought he was
wearing a nice suit. He was with the government. He's like
he wanted to be dapper for the occasion. Damn it! Like,
you had to come back with us.
whenever we have our first live show, I'm gonna wear a suit.
Oh, so you're gonna come in with the Yoda chair. You're too big for the Yoda chair.
Floating in a Yoda chair. Oh my god.
Dumb I am.
Yeah, and then there's just other characters. I really don't think anyone else is super important. Yeah. Okay. I can't really talk about it anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because there's no hard to do, especially in a movie. Anyway, gamers. Welcome. To the 13th. Nope. Restart. Welcome to the 31st edition. Nope. Welcome to the 32nd edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice of best grill. The episode and two got out for the title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants are once again our Pino Garb and myself. Hurry, you each advocated.
Can I Garb you first?
I get to pick. I pick Kaori.
I pick the motorcycle.
I pick the barkeeper.
Of course, Pino picks the motorcycle. I'm not even surprised.
What?
Guys, the music still play.
Oh.
What was... Okay. Who wants to talk about their grill first?
I don't know.
Okay, that was the show.
Wow. Good episode, boys.
You can go, Carm.
Alright. Listen, I'll be real with you.
I'll let you get the chance. I'll go first.
Okay.
I don't think Garb understood it, but Chuck did.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
You'll listen back to it. Okay, so the motorcycle, okay, guys? It's on the poster. Mm-hmm. It's red. Yeah. Matches with my boy Kaneda. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't want to be... who doesn't want to be ridden on? Am I right?
Oh, my.
Am I right, gamers?
Oh, no.
It's the main point of the entire movie. Tetsuo wanted the motorcycle. Kaneda wanted the motorcycle. That's why motorcycle's the best grill. Okay, I'm done.
You know, it's good. I'm hard-pressed to argue with you there.
Oh my, I'm crying actual tears.
I didn't expect this to be as funny as
Garb, you
be honest with you, the only reason I picked Kaori is because she's cute.
Did you feel bad?
I like her outfits, and I like her hair.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't really too attached to any of the characters in this. They didn't really have a Kamina, you know?
Nappa was the only one I cared about.
He's pretty good. I liked him.
Anyway,
none of us picked Nappa.
No, he was gonna be mine, but then I thought about the barkeeper because he's great. So obviously, he helps everyone out because he's selling them illegal drugs. But
don't tell nobody. Just don't tell.
He has a jukebox in his house. He has a jukebox in his place, and I love music.
That explains it.
And then on the second time, he recognized Tetsuo, and he's like, "Yo, I thought you were sick. Are you all good? Everyone's been talking about you."
You good,
and he
fam
just
squad.
Seemed like a bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just seemed like genuinely concerned, yeah. And I'm like,
he's just like,
he didn't die, did he? He died.
He died. He got killed by Tetsuo.
He's dead.
F.
Did we all pick dead people?
Probably.
I mean, the motorcycle sort of survived.
No, the motorcycle got blewed up.
F.
Dude, I can't believe it. If it was green. I, you know. All right, you can kill me now. You can take my juices.
This is the last episode.
And then this is the last episode. But I do want a special honorable mention to Nappa, because he is the best character in this show, but not the best Grill.
He's the only one I can remember,
the only one I cared about. He's the only one that just felt right. He fit in with his time.
Yeah. He had a killer mustache too.
Vegeta.
Vegeta.
I'm a ghost. Vegeta.
Vegeta.
God, Nappa, what?
Nappa, go home. I hate you.
Vegeta, I can't go home.
Vegeta.
You're my new home. Time to sing Billy Joel's "You're My Home." Sung by me, Nappa.
Okay.
When I look into you. what's wrong, Vegeta?
Nappa. Anyway, if you want to email us...
Please.
You want to hear Nappa sing.
If you want to hear Pino be Nappa and sing Billy Joel's
"You're My Home"
smash hit, "You're My Home," please email us at 3weebros@gmail.com. Nope, that's incorrect. It's funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And you can also tweet at us at 3weebros on Twitter, TheeAweebros.
You can just search Funky Anime Podcast and we'll show up on Twitter.
Or sub to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/3weebros, where you actually get some pretty sick deals, like being our Patreon.
Half the deals for twice the price.
Dude, twice the pride, double the fall.
Price of pride, triple the... nipple. But patreon.com/3weebros, you can get a bunch of cool stuff, like be part of our Patreon, talk to us directly. And if you sub to some of our higher tiers, you can either A, pick one of the best grills for the episode, and which is pretty tight.
Yeah.
And the second one, you can give us an episode.
That's true.
Pick an episode.
We'll even roast you when you pick a best grill.
Yeah.
Tell you why you're wrong.
Incorrect. Anyway.
Wait, what?
And so you can get cool little stuff. So anyway, Patreon's really cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Do we have any other miscellaneous stuff you guys want to talk about?
No, before
we
I got close all the my doors? Thoughts out.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Be gone, thought.
Be gone!
We can keep this a little shorty boy. Shorter than the usual. Yeah. I liked it.
Well, it is a shorty like movie.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty long movie. It's like 2 hours, 30
minutes?
It was
minutes? 2 hours.
Yes.
It was two hours and 4 minutes.
Oh. 4 minutes, very important.
We're watching Lawrence of Arabia. That's like 3 hours.
Guys, we're gonna watch Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh. Yo, I'd be so lit, dude. don't get me started.
Dude, I will fucking sing all those songs.
No, Prince of Egypt or bust, dude.
I don't know, man.
What?
Technicolor
is way better than Joseph. Come on.
Nah, Joseph's dope, though. And also, I'm talking about the musical, not the DreamWorks animated
classic.
We're
an anime podcast. It's animation.
Nah, but Joseph over Prince of Egypt. Anyway, it was a fun
time.
If
you want to tell him why he's wrong, send us an email.
Please, I'm very lonely.
I'm sending you an email,
I know, please don't say
you
me
are
anymore.
Wrong, Chuck, because I said so. I love you.
I love you too.
I never hit send.
Okay, so who wants to give their rating first?
You can go first, Carl.
I can
Stupid.
I can give mine first if you guys don't want to. 5.
Wow.
3.85?
No other point
yep.
to it?
Point
okay.
two.
Nope, we're not. I stopped typing in after 5. You're not doing this again.
You're not allowed.
I thought we left that bullshit literally on episode 3.
Ah!
It's Pino's phone. Pino's gone. I'm gonna call Pino. Well, I have that number to make that ring.
All right, I'm here. It's nobody.
Okay.
Hey, Pino.
Oh, is it my turn? Yeah. Oh, yeah, 3.1.
Okay. Oh, see, that's better than I expected.
What, do you think I was going to give it a 1?
No. Okay. I thought you would give it like a 2 point something. So but I can see.
My reasoning, I'll keep it short. Despite the fact that the plot is confusing as all heck, and despite the fact that I had to think about this entire thing for a good 2 weeks before we, mm-hmm. you know, right? I had to let it sink, because at the end of my watch, I was very much upset. I was like, what did I watch? Why is this so highly regarded? Yada yada yada, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when I really sat down and thought about it, animations, backgrounds, all that, wonderful faces.
Some is greater than the.
A little bit of Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah, you know what happened.
Not even Alvin. It was more Theodore. But
it was more Theodore.
Yeah, it was more Theodore than Alvin. You know, there's a difference.
Guys,
yeah.
wait, time out. Waited. If we were the Chipmunks,
stop
who would we shoot?
You stop this right now. Well, I'm wearing glasses, so, but I'm not the tallest either, so I'm Theodore.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say,
Alvin.
I think you'd be Alvin, Chuck.
I'd probably be Alvin because I'm a piece of shit.
And I don't
shit.
Remember who the tall one is, so you're the tall one, Garth.
What?
You don't from the Chipmunks. No. There's Theodore. There's Alvin, and the other guy I don't know about.
It's Alvin.
And Roosevelt.
Alvin.
Roosevelt.
Yeah, Theodore and Roosevelt.
Teddy.
Bobby.
I don't remember the.
I'm looking it up right now. I have no idea.
No
names.
Way.
Alvin and Chipmunk's names. Theodore, Alvin, and Simon.
Simon.
Pronounced Simone.
Simone.
You can't call him that. Stop.
I know everyone's waiting for my wonderful.
Oh, I was gonna
wonderful
add on to Pino's
rating.
Okay,
go
I
add
was
on
say
to it then.
That the whole is definitely greater than the sum of its parts in this movie. Just to add on to what you were
for
saying before you
yeah.
memed about Alvin and
yeah.
the Chipmunks.
Oh yeah.
Also, I want fan art
oh,
of that.
No.
Just
no.
just straight up.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to be furred.
I want.
No.
I.
No.
That's our personas.
I don't
Stop.
Even know the album in the Chipmunks.
I at least want to be a rabbit.
Oh, I love Easter. That helped. It really keeps me hopping.
That really keeps me hopping.
Come on, Peter. Hey, I thought we said no first name.
You could continue, sorry.
What do you mean? We're waiting for your rating?
No,
that was it. I just said
stuff.
That the hole
oh,
is greater than the sum of its parts.
What's up, gamers? I rated right. a 3.9.
Wow.
Because it's...
You both discussed
it. It's like, the plot's very convoluted.
Yeah, that's part of
the characters
fun.
Are all over the place. But like, influentially, artistically, and
oh,
thematically
yeah.
are phenomenal.
I just
like,
wish they were done
you
a little better. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, you know.
I'm looking only at the movie.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
I'm looking only at
movies.
Wait, I can't do that.
I mean, there were movies,
but
in
yeah,
movie.
I can.
Underage though, don't talk about that.
I didn't know that part.
What? They go to high
I
school.
Know. I don't know what it is in this cyberpunk utopia.
This is the police. Chuck, you are under arrest.
This is under the police.
What is going on?
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. The person who finished writing but sends, he's a really bad author. He threw away his draft of his third novel. Well, that's garb.
What are you doing? Really, no, like that's the best draft.
The editor for that author who happens to be a motorcycle. Well, that's Pino.
Bring me Spider-Man. What? Oh wait, that's the wrong editor.
And the jukebox, which now got past What's New Pussycat, but is now just playing
the LA Noir theme song.
That's what I called Christmas.
I'm playing That's What I Call Music 69, because that did just release.
We really live in a day and age where that is a thing.
Wow. Never mind. I didn't say anything.
Guys, don't you love all my songs from this album? Like, Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna.
Please don't stop the music. Okay, what else?
And Rockstar by Nickelback.
Wait a second.
But wait,
16 cards. I just don't want to be a big rock star.
The song's from like 2000.
I'm dropping 15 cards.
Yeah. I mean, it's what they call music.
It was released in 2008.
Why is that on the list?
Well, so that it fits it fits time-wise. Anyway, this has been Funky Anime Podcast. What are we watching next week?
What are you watching yours? Next week?
It's you!
What? What are we watching next week? Hold on,
tell me!
Let me consult my character finder.
Character finder? The big boss man himself!
Oh!
God, I wish. Yeah, I'm excited.
Hello, it is me, Shizuo. No, we are going back.
Russian sushi.
We are going back to Russian sushi. We're watching Durarara 2! Exclamation Hi. Points.
It's me, the leader of the dog.
Oh my goodness.
And it's me,
Izaya. Oh my goodness.
Izaya. Man. Chiboy.
Yeah. I missed Durarara. I'm kinda excited for this.
Hey, get ready Get ready for new characters. Get ready for
dead characters.
That's about it. Yeah, have fun.
I'm just gonna listen to the freaking do rah rah rah.
It's so good.
First opening again and again.
Yeah. All right. I love next it. Time.
Anyway, cool boys.
We'll see you on the next Angry Jojo.
Angry
no,
Jojo.
No, that's not what we're called. Hey guys, the Funky Anime Podcast. Make sure to tell your mom that you love her because she really misses you.
That's great.
Make sure to stay fapping. Bye-bye. The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros, and you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbalax and Upchuck, moral support by Pindoplane, and I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.